Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths who navigate consciousness. Their passion is to support you in your evolution. As consciousness, we are all one. One mind, one heart, free of all limitations. Experience this reality with us and discover how it can make a difference in your daily living. Join us in a state of grace as we explore, with warmth and humor, this thing we call life. Now, here are Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a wonderful week and an enjoyable weekend, and now it's time to sit back with us and enjoy an oral experience. There we go, an oral experience.
Happy May Day, boys and girls. Okay. Tonight on Conscious Conversations, we talk with Harvey Kraft. He is an award-winning author of The Buddha from Babylon, The Lost History and Cosmic Vision of Siddhartha Gautama, and the upcoming novel, The Waker Portal of Perfect Light. Harvey is a spiritual archaeologist adept at interpreting ancient mythic language. His innovative and strategic solutions have helped individuals and organizations transform their mindset and relationships. Mr. Kraft himself has been transformed. Today he focuses on writing and speaking, providing breakthrough thought leadership derived from the ancient visionary history that still shapes modern times and whose wisdom can be leveraged to create a wonderful future. And his website is buddhafrombabylon.com, and we look forward to connecting with him very shortly.
He's got great information for us. I'm very excited. I know we've both been looking forward to this very much. So what do we want? Oh, and before I forget, thank you all that are connecting with me on LinkedIn and friends on Facebook. We've had great response from people from India and Canada and Australia. And, you know, there are wonderful people, Joan, all over the world.
Really?
And they do the most fascinating things. I love the titles people have, you know, it's like, whoa. And there was one clairvoyant witch on her island or something, the way she described herself. I was like, wow, okay, that sounds good to me.
I really love that. You know, and I mean, I lived in India and I lived in Canada and Sweden, all those things. I have heart connections to all those places. So it's so much fun to see you expanding your LinkedIn connections with these folks too. It's a small and fabulously wonderful world.
It is.
So let us tell people about how they can go deeper with us and connect with us outside of the show. First thing is we want to let them know that they can find us on Facebook. If you go to Facebook and look up Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, you can join the group there and join the fun. And we have a lot of fun there. Janet, you are on Facebook as Janet Barrett. I'm on Facebook. My fan page is Joan Newcomb and my regular page is Joan Marjorie Newcomb. You're welcome to join either of those. And then we're also on Twitter. Twitter is at Joan and Janet for the radio show, and my personal Twitter is at Joan Newcomb. If you want to connect with people all around the world, I have friends from Sweden and from India and England. I mean, there's no lull on my timeline when I go there because where they're posting 24/7. That and Esther the Wonder Pig, who's close to my heart as well, and she's Canadian. So she's Canadian bacon. That's terrible.
We need to tell them about the YouTube channel.
Oh, thank you. Yes. So we are also on YouTube. And so if you would like to just lie in bed some Sunday afternoon and binge listen to us on YouTube, please find us there. It's Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And all of our show archives are on there. We're practically up to date with all our archives on the YouTube channel.
And we've got our Conscious Conversation free conference call once a month. And I want to share with all of you that last week, right, if I got the right time, we had the most incredible experience with those that were on the line for an hour. And you can write to us at Conscious with Joan and Janet at Gmail if you'd like to get a link to that, I believe is what we're doing. Please, we went deep And it was about all of us, and it was just a marvelous, precious space to be in. So thank you.
Right. And we about the third Thursday, I think it is, of every month.
Yeah.
So the next time we're going to be doing this is on May 19th. So if you sign up, we will let you know the phone number and access code. It's just a way to connect with us on an intimate level. You know, if you're listening to the show and you really go, oh, gosh, I just wish I could participate in that conversation, this is a way that you can do that.
They can do that with you up there in the Puget Sound area with these wonderful meetups you're doing, Joan. What do you got planned for there?
Well, you and I are both doing meetups, but so segue to my website is joan-newcomb.com, and there you can find out about the meetups that I'm doing in the Seattle, Bellevue, Tacoma, and Olympia area. Every week there's a different meetup. You can connect with me face to face. I also do monthly conference calls myself. I just had last week I had a transformation talk. So get on my mailing list and find out more about that. And also I have a program called 10 Weeks to Transformation, and you can find out more by going to my website, joan-newcomb.com, to find out ways to work with me. How about you, Janet?
Well, people can come and sit in heart-centered awareness like we do on the show here at my home. We do Conscious Conversations with Janet and Consciousness Playground on Tuesday evenings and Thursday afternoons, and you can get to that through meetup.com, or you can go to my website at janetandbeyond.com, or my email address at janetandbeyond.com. And we have just marvelous, marvelous experiences. So if you're here in the Portland, Vancouver, Oregon, Washington area, please consider come joining us and be part of what's happening here. This is quite a transformational time. We're all learning how to deal with it well. And it's just delightful. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So I think we've told them all about us. You want to talk to Harvey?
Yes, let's bring Harvey on the line. We can talk a little bit with him before going to our first break.
Are you there, Harvey?
I am here.
Welcome.
Sorry about the pause. I was just so intrigued in listening to your conversation.
Yeah, which one is Joan and which one is Janet?
Right. Janet's the brunette, and I'm sure
which you can tell by her voice, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
And Joan's the
Well, brunette. I want to thank you both for having me on your show. I was intrigued when I first came across the consciousness conversation, because I thought, wow, they are actually helping people become conscious of consciousness.
Yes, exactly.
Which is really a very, very important work, even from an educational standpoint, for people to get in touch with the fact that they even have a consciousness.
Yes.
So, you know, I have to say it's great work that you're doing, and I'm happy to be aboard and maybe hopefully add some new information for your listeners today.
Well, what we're appreciating about you, Harvey, is that our listeners come from broad backgrounds, and they're coming from all over the world. And everybody might have a different language or a different experience, but consciousness is... We are consciousness. We're all one. We're individuals sharing in that collective experience. And so we're all going to come at it a little differently. And you have such a great awareness of the old traditions, the old languages that maybe sometimes get lost or are out of context, or we lose the meaning of in today's society and conversations. And so we want to make sure that connection is strong, because we are our past, right? And in being present, you have to value where you've been. So you describe yourself as a spiritual archaeologist. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. You know, most historians follow the religious agenda and the authoritarian agenda of the past, collection of wars and religious views and so on. And anything to do with thought, consciousness, visionary stuff is kind of relegated to the back. As I started to look at the history of Buddhism, I realized that, in essence, the spiritual leaders in the world throughout history have had an enormously important impact, which, unfortunately, in our age today, sometimes is just dismissed. Or, you know, they're just primitive, or, you know, they were just imagining things. And so, in the more modern times, sort of had this history of visionaries and seers as being almost like a fringe group, when in fact so much of our society and our culture is built on ancient spiritual beliefs. And I wanted to understand what are the roots of these beliefs, because really our lives today are still so very much involved with ancient visions that people today in many cases either accept without any question about whether that's true or not, or real or not, and then we are now in the scientific realm, where science supposedly started out in terms of being empirical, but science itself is now has had a major shift towards what sounds like visionary seer type of revelation. So I was intrigued by that connection, and no better subject for studying that than the Buddha. Of course, it took me a whole lifetime of study, because Buddhism itself is not really one religion, and it developed in Asia, and I'm an American, so I don't have a particular reference point to any one country where Buddhism came from or one sect of Buddhism. My reference was, so they all in some way or another believe in the Buddha, and yet my question was, we really don't know much beyond the legend of the Buddha, who this person was and what kind of a life did he really live. And I felt that if we had more information about that, that this would be beneficial to not only our ability to communicate between Eastern culture and Western culture, but also be able to deal with this issue of visionary seer in a modern context. So that was where I was coming from in terms of spiritual archaeology.
I'm really excited to find out more about that. In fact, we are going to talk more about, in a sense, the bridging of the past to the future, and how the historic aspect of that you have been digging out really applies in today's life. And we will do that as soon as we come back from break. You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're talking with Harvey Kraft about his book, The Buddha from Babylon, and we will be right back after important messages.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. That's Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking with Harvey Kraft, whose book is Buddha from Babylon, and he's been bringing up some very interesting issues that we're about to address.
And I think it sounds like a good time to access some heart-centered awareness, Joan, and then we'll continue our conversation from there. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
We got lots of info to share with Harvey. All right, so everybody, so just take a moment, and whether you're in the past, in the future, or being present with us, just allow that part of yourself that can join us to join us, and put today up there, it's done with, and just breathe, and let's just see how we notice this today, this evening. Let's see here. Okay, there you go. Everybody, just relax. Let those shoulders go. Invite your awareness to be more present. We'll start with physical heart, an appreciation that it beats. It is your symbol of life, your physical symbol there. And then into the second meaning of heart, which is the emotional terrain. So notice that. And this is from a neutral position. Just allow yourself to be aware of what those emotions are that are running, and whether they're visual or physical, or what you feel intensely, or their colors, however you're noticing that information. So just be present, don't judge, but just allow yourself to notice. There we go. There we go. And then into the third meaning of heart, which is core, essence of all. And this is into that infinite sea of potential, where the bits and pieces of us are, those photons of light, those photons, biophotons with a little bit of mass, where there's resonances and vibrations and patterns, and the patterns that contain our stories. And just notice into the infinite, where we are all one. We lose our individuality. Those patterns have the ability to break up and reconnect in new ways because the medium is potential. So just notice. And all this is the field of the heart, consciousness, God, source, universe, whatever word you might use for that which is bigger than the sense of self. So just allow yourself to relax and let go. There we go. There we go. And Harvey's bringing us wonderful information. He has a whole resonance of the past. And the past is the important place in all of us, because it tells you where you are right now, maybe. All right. You still there, Harvey?
I am definitely here. Thank you so much for that.
Okay. All right, Joan, what you noticing, sweetie?
Well, I was going to jump in on that because you've mentioned the past a couple different times, Janet. And then, yes, Harvey, you describe yourself as a spiritual archaeologist. But I get the sense, too, that you have direct connections from that past information, that mystical information, to things that are totally in line with the increased vibration of consciousness on the planet today, and you know, how science is starting to get to the awareness that the Buddhists have held for a couple thousand years. So what's that information about?
Well, I think that when you look at the world that we live in right now, most of the conversation about consciousness actually recently started as a result of neuroscience, which is more a function of studying the brain. Mm-hmm. And in that area, we have people like Rupert Sheldrake and and others like Dean Radin, who write about the consciousness of the universe, or a cosmic consciousness, in Sheldrake's case, morphic resonance. And what they're really talking about is that consciousness is not encased in the skull, that there is a field of consciousness. And the moment you get out from that barrier of there being consciousness being something contained, the question is, well, then how far does consciousness go? And so this is really where you start crossing from science into a visionary element, because the Buddha, for example, he lived 2,500 years ago, but by the time he lived, there was already thousands of years of seers and visionaries that basically went into trance and came back with explanations and visions of places above and below the plane of existence that we were in. And of course, we only know about this information through religious and sacred documents. But the Buddha himself, he lived 2,500 years ago, and I would say that he qualifies to be the first psychologist, because among all of the visionaries that came before him, none actually were able to create a vision that was a superstructure of existence and life. And this superstructure is what I think goes to what you're saying when you're saying that there is a resonance. In other words, the Buddha saw a living cosmos, all alive, including not just here on this planet, but other worlds of existence on other planes, other dimensions, and that there was this tie-in among it all. And one of those tie-ins was that the human mind itself could be seen as a threefold mind. There is the individual mind, the shared or collective mind, and a universal mind. So if I may, I'd just like to explain that for a second, because psychology that developed over the last 100 years or so basically has taken the exact same structure. Freud, he suggested something called the Nirvana principle, but it was all focused on the individual. The Nirvana principle is about the fact that we all are unconsciously seeking relief. Carl Jung talked about the collective mind. Here again, that there is this unconscious collective communications among people who resonate with one another. And then the more recent schools of psychology, like transpersonal psychology, which is acknowledging that there is a cosmic mind, and integral psychology as well, all of this really recognizes something that the Buddha already said and explained 2,500 years ago, and that is that basically we have these three minds, but in order to really be able to fully actualize everything that we have within us to express or potentials to come through, require us to find some balance between the individual, shared, and cosmic. And that takes a certain amount of internal harmony to do so. Well, so that principle itself, I think, begins the conversation in terms of the relationship of the mind to the universe.
And that's what this show is all about. This is what we offer our listeners, how to take it from just, you know, how to make it real, how to take those principles and make them active and alive today. And, you know, I don't hear anything that isn't just being relabeled right, in some kind of context. It's, you know, and so here's an individual 2,500 years ago who we haven't really come that far. We've just relabeled it.
Once you hear the rest of the story, not only have we not come far, we're not even like scratching the surface yet, but that's another story.
Well, the way I look at this is that as consciousness, there is no time or space.
Right.
So the information that's coming into us is from outside of our story. You know, this world is an illusion, and the information that's coming in is timeless. It from the formless is timeless. And we're hearing it at different ages of evolution. We hear it differently. And so we're at a new level of evolution where we're able to embody it. It happens that we have technology that gives us great analogies for it. I would say the way I've been describing it is that the old techniques, you know, 1,000-year-old energy systems with chakras and all, those techniques are a little bit like dial-up. And we're at, and how do you access the cosmic internet? Using dial-up. And what's interesting in listening to all this, too, my husband's a Tibetan Buddhist. He's been a devout Tibetan Buddhist for, you know, 30-plus years. And when I married him, I discovered that Tibetan Buddhism is like the Catholicism of Buddhism. There's a lot of lineage and rituals and all this. And at its core, at its essence, is information that I resonate with. But the trappings feel a little cumbersome. But the way you're describing it, I mean, you're going right to the essence of what Buddhism talks about, to and a description of what it is, what the formless is, and what essentially the essence of who we are is.
Yes, and, you know, that in itself, I think that we are speaking about who we are now as well as then. Is in itself a remarkable point regarding our resilience and desire to explore that question. And we know scientifically that maybe at some point within some tens of thousands of years ago, maybe a little more than that, we evolved. Human beings evolved an ability to have a conceptual mind. Without that ability, which is brain-wise linked with the neocortex, we would not have this desire to explore. But once we had this ability, suddenly, again, we know from genetic research that human beings left Africa and started looking all over the world, and all of a sudden, in a fairly short period of time, we have human beings in every corner of the globe. And certainly, what is it that makes them strive? Well, connecting with that, I recently was reading about the astronauts who went up in space during the American programs a few decades ago, and there was something that happened to them when they were up there, something that has been named the overview effect. And what the overview effect is a sudden shift in consciousness. This happened when an astronaut would go up in space and suddenly look at the Earth. And seeing the entirety of the Earth, they individually suddenly felt connected to all of humanity on a very personal, deep, and profound sense. And this kind of powerful cognition is a big part of developing yourself as an individual to where that kind of larger scope can emerge out of your life. And to understand Buddhism is that there is a similar kind of effect that happens when people become not only more conscious of their surroundings, but actually begin to break through to higher levels of consciousness. And what the Buddha's enlightenment was about was to basically blow off the roof regarding consciousness itself, so that from his perspective as a seer, he was able to see how life itself worked as a system, as a integrated system of existence. And it is as mind-boggling as it is for us to maybe sit in front of a television set and watch a program that shows the Hubble telescope taking, you know, images of black holes in other galaxies. It is on that level, as well as on the scale of quantum mechanics and on the scale of genetic information and on a scale of brainwaves, and all of these scientific findings right now actually resonate with what he was talking about.
I'd like to interrupt for a moment here, Harvey. What I'm noticing is this expansiveness, and I want to bring that back to people's awareness who are listening in. And that consciousness, and when we step into that part of ourselves that is consciousness, and all of us is, but in that awareness of it, there is that sense of expansiveness. And what Harvey's been describing, the astronauts going up and getting the overview perspective and seeing the collectiveness, the smallness, and the expansiveness that it's within. And I want everyone to just notice that within themselves, because for as much as we love to explore and reach out and expand ourselves, I think we're hardwired for it. There's also that sense of to be free of the limits and to just notice that. And you can't be that free because they've got to be in a contained environment that provides them their oxygen. And if you're in a space shuttle, for instance, there is the container. But in the bigger view of looking out the window and understanding and feeling and sensing to the deepest place within ourselves that we are consciousness, we are that expansive. And just notice, because there's really a delightful floatingness, lightness that's going on here on my end of things anyway. How are you doing, Joan?
I was noticing the floatiness, and I was also following the thread of Harvey's explanation. And it was, this planet is a dichotomy. It's one of duality. And so we have both of these experiences existing at once. And in some ways, you have to explain it to the mind so that it can get out of the way and let the floatiness come in.
Yeah. How are you doing, Harvey?
Well, I'm thinking that perhaps some of the people listening in, are also realizing that we live in a very tangible existence. And while I think one of you mentioned the word illusion, I think that there is this issue that we all contend with, and that is that we have a daily existence with very real engagements with other people and goals and things that we have to try to do. And at the same time, we're talking about illusion. So how do we integrate those two thoughts in a meaningful way? I think from my perspective, the Buddha, one of his principles was to discuss reality, and reality juxtaposed with illusion. Illusion is different from delusion. Delusional reality is just, making stuff up. Illusion is a reality. by that I mean that even in a scientific sense, we know at this point, if we look down sort of the microcosmic rabbit hole, we are now scientifically, or at least theoretically, well past the atom and the nucleus and the electrons. Scientists are now talking about string theory and resonance and vibrations, and that the universe itself is a holographic projection and so on. So in other words, that means that everything that we see on our plane of existence is an illusion from that perspective, but it's not an illusion to us in terms of actually experiencing life on this plane. So what we're seeing is something very interesting, again, in regards to what's going on right now in our world, in our culture. There is a growing attention deficit epidemic. Life is moving so fast, so quickly, that I think it is pretty much predominant that people are experiencing levels of stress unlike any that was experienced by people when economically we were all a lot poorer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the evidence, really, the National Institute of Mental Health is saying that anxiety disorders are affecting 40 million Americans. That's adults ages 18 and older. And that's 18% of our population. There's a whole other category of young people from 4 to 17 who have been diagnosed with ADHD. And so we're really, that, by the way, that's almost 50% increase over the last 8 years. So there is this dramatic epidemic going on. And in the midst of that, I think people are beginning to look to consciousness and mindfulness practices as ways to get a hold of yourself. To find some kind of a basis of stability in the midst of modern anxiety. Interesting for me is that the Buddha is the one that developed mindfulness. And mindfulness, from a psychological standpoint, there was a scientist named Jon Kabat-Zinn who created the mindfulness-based stress reduction program that's now very popular. Many people are doing that kind of work. But when you look at the Buddha's plan in regards to that, he came up with something called the seven skills for achieving consciousness of enlightenment, of which mindfulness is only the first of those seven. So the other ones, without getting into the details of that at this point, are all increasingly increasing phases and steps to develop the ability to self-transform towards joyful receptivity and universal truth. This is part of what it means to tap into the full potential of what we're capable of evolving into as human beings. And that is the exact reason why the Buddha's consciousness methodology is really still very, very advanced, even in terms of where we are today.
What you noticing, Joan?
I am noticing that we're all still floating around in heart space, but there's wonderful ideas going on as well. I am thinking that we want to hold this heart space rather than come out of it. Janet, what are you thinking? Do you want us to stay in heart space?
Yeah, I think we need to stay.
Well, then my suggestion is let's hold this heart space, and listeners, notice what this feels like, holding heart space while we go to commercial break. We're going to go to commercial break a couple minutes early so that we have more time to tell you about Harvey's work and his website and things like that when we come back. So you've been listening to Conscious Conversation. This is Joan and Janet, and we're talking here with Harvey Kraft, a Buddha from Babylon, and we will be right back after these important messages.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and we are talking to Harvey Kraft about Buddha from Babylon. And Janet, you had some interesting things to note.
Yeah, I was just becoming aware as Harvey was describing the seven steps that the Buddha described, that mindfulness was the first one. And it seems to me that it would be fun to invite the listeners and all of us to take those steps. But we're going to do it as a staircase. And that you're going to take the first step, which is mindfulness. And Harvey, can you give us the name? Is there just a word for each of those steps? Or can we just do it? Okay.
I'll be happy to.
Yeah. And let's see what that feels like. Because I think this is something, because in our experience of consciousness, there is no time, there is no space. And why wait? Let's just invite all of ourselves, that part of us that is free of any boundary, and just see if we can notice for ourselves the shift in our awareness as we go through this, okay? If that would be all right. So everyone, I just want you to just notice how you are in this moment. There we go. And whatever that moment is for you, don't judge it, just notice it in some way. And we're going to invite you to the staircase. So allow the visual or a sense of a staircase with seven steps. So the first step, Harvey said, is mindfulness. So notice your willingness to go up the staircase for one thing. That's information. And what it would be like to know that this could be fun. Because consciousness is all about playfulness and the lightness of being. So let's see what it feels like to take the first step. Be very intentional. Take the first step. Oh, lots going on there. Harvey, what's the next step, sweetie?
The next step is quiescence, which means quiet or rest your mind.
Okay, everyone, the next step. See what that feels like. And the third step?
Concentration. Focus your mind, listen, absorb, and learn.
And the next step?
Equilibrium, which means balance your mind, keep from being swayed by seeing through manipulations or distractions.
Wow, great step, everyone. What are you noticing, Joan?
I'm just noticing the collective as we each take a step.
We are feeling it.
I can feel it more expansive. I was actually back at quiescence. I really like that word.
All right. What's our next step, Harvey?
The fifth one is tune up your life force energy. Become resonant, synchronized, be energetic, be in tune with what is really going on.
Whoa. Okay. There we go. That's a good step.
Resonation would be the word.
Okay. And our next one?
The next one is number six, which is joyful receptivity. Be gracious, welcoming, be appreciative, and express a kind heart.
And our last one?
Number seven is investigate and explore universal truth, that which makes your life meaningful and inspires your potential. In other words, the essence, nature, and scope of existence. Investigate it and explore it.
Great. Okay, so notice that. And notice what you feel now that you're on that seventh step. Because what he's mentioned is most of what we do, but we compress that together as opposed to expand it that way. So everyone, just notice this coming together and put that in what you feel is perhaps your sense of heart. And allow that to be your reality. Allow that to be what is always there. Whether you're in awareness or out of awareness of it, it is always within you and around you. Oh, wow. Okay, that feels pretty good. Harvey, you've got a new book you said you're coming out with. Do you want to give us a little bit about that? And then we'll finish
okay.
up. Yeah.
Well, my book, The Buddha from Babylon, is still, you know, it's been out for 2 years, but it's really just now beginning to take off. And I just want to take a second to explain that it has a whole new biography of the Buddha in terms of evidence that we've uncovered that places him on the other side, on the western side of India, in the Indus Valley region. That's really where he came from, and there's archaeology going on today to try to find that out for sure, but there is evidence that we uncovered in what is today Iran, as well as all the way to Iraq, which is where Babylon used to exist, that also involves him and his involvement was with the Magi, which most people know the Magi only through the story of the baby Jesus, but it's a very important interfaith order of the 6th century BC. That said, what I did then is write a new book, a sci-fi fiction book, which is based on this on Buddhist mythology and Mesopotamian history, as well as some of these notions of there being a universe that is actually trying to help us evolve with beings on various in various dimensions that are doing so. So I wrote a story called The Waker, which is a story of what if a Buddha-type character is born on another planet, and that way we don't have to deal with our own religions and our own cultures, and I can pretty much tell the story in that respect. And so that particular book, The Waker, will be out probably within a month. So I'm more than happy to share a chapter with people. If you want to go to my website, there is a that's BuddhaFromBabylon.com. It has a contact area, so feel free to send me a message with your email, and I'll send you a piece of that book to enjoy.
Oh, that's a wonderful offer. Very gracious. Thank you. I'm sure all our listeners will be paying attention. And what are you noticing, Joan?
It sounds like a fabulous book. I was really attracted to just even the title. And I also does sound like a good way to communicate with people to bypass their own, you know, religious prejudices, I would guess say, or projections. So thank you so much for being on the show today. It's been wonderful to have you. It's been a very enlightening conversation. And I encourage everyone to go to his website, Buddha from Babylon, and find out more.
Thank you, Harvey, so very much.
Thank you to both of you. I'm very honored to be on your show.
Thank you.
And before we go, we should tell people ways that they can connect with us both outside of the show. The website, you can go, actually, let's start with this. You can find us on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. So if you are on Facebook, this is a great way to connect with us and get all our news. And you can also send us messages of things you would like us to talk about. You can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet and get the announcements that way and message us that way. You can follow me on Twitter just for fun at Joan and Janet. No, that's your guys's. Joan at Joan Newcomb is mine. And we're also on YouTube. The show is Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet on YouTube. I'm on YouTube, but it's easier to just tell you to go to my website, joan-newcomb.com, and see the videos that I put out twice a week. Find out about the meetups that I have around the Puget Sound, what is my monthly webinar or teleseminar, and also if you actually enter your email there, you can also answer a quiz to discover what your life purpose is and how to regain your passion. How about you, Janet?
Well, let's see. You can get a hold of me on my website at janetandbeyond.com. You can email me at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. And if you subscribe to my weekly blog writings, and Joan has a great blog, her comes out on Friday, mine comes out on Monday. And both of us are writing about life from the perspective of consciousness and what that shows up as in our daily lives. And you can get a free $25 discount on your first session with me. You can get my 10 great tips for enjoying life, and there's a lot more than that on there. And I just really want to invite people in this moment to just allow this awareness to keep deepening. And deepening is expansiveness. You know, we get stuck with our directional language here, and it's just about going within. And there's the expansiveness. And in the quantum realms of science that Harvey was talking about and that we are always indulging in, going within is the most expansive place you can go. And what it's like to embrace the knowledge that you'll find there as the world is changing. It's changing very quickly, and we're feeling all that stress on the system in different ways. So the most that either of us can yes, I do.
In 60 seconds.
We got a couple of minutes there. So I want to offer people, this is how you deal with what's going on in the world, is letting go of your biases, listening to your inner voice that's there, and knowing, getting in touch with that authentic place. You can do it with us in lots of different ways, but come join a group, join us on Facebook. I send out consciousness cookies a couple times a week for people, and they seem to people are enjoying those. Joan's got great stuff. We both have great stuff out there, and there's a lot of great material out now, and don't allow that to overwhelm you. Just start someplace. That's always the key. You know, in the day, these days of informational overload, just allow yourself to go back to the quiet and start to make some choices from there. So Life is good. You know?
Yes, it is.
Very good.
And I'll just chime in that when you do start to navigate your life as consciousness, when you do start to align with the things like Harvey was saying today and follow the heart space like Janet's talking about, it just becomes so much more a fun ride, and interesting things happen, like time stretches or shrinks as that, you know, we may have 30 seconds, we may have 5 minutes. It's interesting synchronicity. One last thing, I think we wanted to let folks know that we have our monthly conscious conference call. It's coming up on May 19th at 7 o'clock Pacific. That's 10 o'clock Eastern. If you want to join us, you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. But you can also go to my website, joan-newcomb.com, and click on the radio show. There'll be a drop down to join us on the call there as well.
Well, you know what's interesting about those, Joan, is that we set those up originally so that we could help people access heart-centered awareness easily, right? And the conversations that people would have out of those places. And what we're finding is that people just want to hang out. They just are enjoying the state and what that means, and then they can do their own thing. And I'm so tickled that it's like that, you know, because we get to those places pretty quickly. And this last one, we did spend time to detail the process out of, you know, reaching that space within themselves. And it was just marvelous. It was just marvelous work. So thank you all. Thank you for listening and joining us. And thank you, Harvey. It was great.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet. And
that's
you. And we would like to thank you all for joining us as consciousness expressing and evolving. Regardless of when you're listening to that, this, there is no time or space is consciousness. So you are helping to co-create the experience in this moment. Tune in next time, same channels.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And thanks so much for helping to co-create the show, no matter if you're listening live or on demand. You energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next week for another great show, and until then, keep enjoying this wonderful adventure we call life.